Bishop McGarvey, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, this issue, you're saying that the Irish government legislating for abortion should be of utmost concern to us all. When you read it like that, you think, I wonder what exactly is happening with regards to the Irish government. But this is very specific. It's got to do with women who are at risk of suicide.
Yes. Well, obviously, the terms in which the government, or the terms that the government has brought forward, are in line with a court decision some years back. And that court decision referred to the situation of where a woman's life, or where a woman was threatening suicide, or, you know, felt suicidal because of a pregnancy. So I just think I heard someone else saying this morning that you know, in most situations where people take their own life or feel that, you know, that they want to take their own life, that there's a mental illness or some kind of a personal, perhaps a situation of depression or whatever, and where there is a psychiatric or a medical condition, there should be a medical answer. In other words, that people, you know, doctors can prescribe drugs and medicine and, you know, provide support and so on. So that I think the conviction of the bishops is that abortion is not the answer to a medical problem.
Ireland's getting to a point, however, Bishop McGarvey, that they believe, Irish people believe, especially in the wake of the loss of Savita Halappanavar, that some legislation is needed to give choice in some circumstances.
Well, the bishops who made the statement last night and who have spoken about this a number of times recently have made it clear that in any situation in which a mother finds herself pregnant but needs medical treatment, let's say for heart trouble or for cancer or for anything, any serious condition like that, you know, in every situation, a mother should get the treatment that she needs. And if as a result of that, a baby dies, that is not an abortion, because the intention there is to provide medical treatment for the mother, not to take the life of the unborn child, even though the unborn child may, in fact, on occasion, die as a result of that treatment. So the Catholic moral teaching makes a clear distinction between the direct and intentional taking of the life of the unborn child and, if you like, the accidental or the death of a child as the side effect of treatment. So I think we have to make that clear distinction between the management, say, of a miscarriage, which was the situation of Savita, or any kind of other medical emergency, which is one kind of situation. On the other hand, the direct taking of the life of the unborn child.
The Catholic Church has a history of being slowly flexible. Some people may say slowly inflexible, but it has been showing over the last 20, 30 years some flexibility. Do you not feel now is the time for flexibility to be shown in relation to female choice?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean, Frank, when you say that the Catholic Church has been showing flexibility. I mean, in relation to this issue,
Well, there have been significant changes within the Catholic Church, whether it be rules, whether it be doctrine, whether it be the format, the times of Mass or whatever. There have been changes for anything from not eating meat on a Friday right through to going to Mass on a Saturday night instead of a Sunday. There have been many, many changes, all of which I don't have on the tip of my tongue.
This one
has to do with female choice. Is there no flexibility there?
Well, I appreciate what you mean, Frank. Obviously, indeed, there has been a lot of changes in many areas of church life. However, what we're talking about here is a matter of life and respect for life. And the Catholic Church holds for the equal right to life of mother and child. And in fact, in medical practice in Ireland, indeed north and south, the doctors have striven conscientiously over the years to do their best for mothers who were pregnant and who found themselves in some kind of medical difficulty, and also the life of their unborn child. And we don't believe that as a matter of we don't believe that that right of one needs to be expanded for the sake of another. We believe that both rights can be preserved, and every effort should be made to preserve them.
Sam is among the people, a few people have now said, he was the first person to actually say it, that the bishops should head up the church, but they shouldn't influence the government. And you are again trying to influence the Irish government.
Well, I think this the issue of abortion is one of the most serious human and moral issues that can come up in any society. And I think it would be a strange thing if people in across the churches and indeed outside the churches didn't make an attempt to bring some moral judgment to bear on something that's so important and so vital as this. And I think the bishops will make their arguments. They will make them respectfully. I hope they will make them clearly and compassionately. In the end, of course, it will be a matter for politicians to decide what is good for society. But in fact, I mean, bishops have no personal interest in this, in the sense that it's wanting to win an argument. What they want to do is to try and promote the common good of our society, and also to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves.
And do you expect the protests to be very highly profiled in the run-up to this?
Well, I think the bishops have made their points. They, I think, are giving some leadership to those who want to respect life and those who are trying to prevent abortion coming into Irish law. And I think they will do that, as I say, respectfully. They will do it in accordance with the law. They will do it in a rational way. They will not do it in an overly emotive way. And I think they will put their views out there clearly so that citizens across the country, ordinary people, can hear it and decide, is that something that makes sense to me? Because at the end of the day, politicians will also respond to what their constituents believe.
But do you have concerns that some people may get themselves into unsavoury situations, whether they be pro-choice or indeed pro-life, targeting politicians, for example?
Yes. I mean, this is a highly emotive issue, Frank. And I think the bishops, as I say, they will make their points rationally, and I think respectfully, and with regard and respect for the responsibilities that politicians have. I think it will help the overall situation if people on both sides of the argument are able to make their arguments respectfully and rationally.
Bishop McAreevy, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, Frank. Thank you.
That's Bishop John McAreevy, who is the Bishop of Dromore.